Now we begin Tehillim, Kapitel Zion, the seventh chapter of Tehillim. And again, the theme of this Kapitel Tehillim is David praying against his enemies. It begins Shigayon LeDavid. A Shigayon is generally explained to mean another type of musical instrument. Al divrei asher shol Hashem al divrei chush Benyamini. It is a song which David sang on the matter of Cush ben Yamini. Who is Cush ben Yamini? Chazal suggests, and Radak follows this throughout his commentary on this perek, that it is Shaul HaMelech. And Shaul is called Cush. Why? Because he was a beautiful, handsome person. And Ho'isha Cushis Asher Lokoch, when it's referred to Moshe's wife, when Moshe's wife is referred to as a Isha Cushis, the Targum translates Isha Cushis as Itisa Shapirto, a beautiful woman. So Cush might be Shaul. Following this, Chazal say that a reason that Shaul was called Cush is because Cush means an Ethiopian man, a Negro, a black man. And a black man, Eino Mishtane Ba'oro, he can't change his colors. So too, Shaul did not change his enmity, his hatred of David. This, of course, is based upon the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Kapitel Yud Gimel, Hayahafoch Kushi Oro, can a black man change the color of his skin? In which case, Shaul is called Kush because of his stubborn, constant hatred of David. There is another possibility, and that is that Cush alludes to Mordechai, and that David is not singing against Divrei Cush, against Cush Benyamini, the enemy, but rather he is singing in the matter of Cush Benyamini, of Mordechai. And according to this approach, this entire capital is the psalm which is designated to be sung on Purim. This is not the psalm that we generally dedicate to Purim. That is Tehillim Chof Beis, which we will get to, Mirtz Hashem, in a few weeks. But rather in Maseches Sofrim, this Kapitel Zion is designated as the Tehillim for the day of Purim. And it's quite reasonable to assume that Cush Benyamini is Mordechai, who is from Binyan, who is from Ish Yamini, and the enemies referred to are Haman and the enemies of the Jewish people throughout time. Following Radak's pshat, though, we will focus on this perush as if it was David against Shaul, and obviously one can generalize it to other people against their enemies of whatever kind. The pasuk begins, the Tehillim begins, Hashem Elokai b'chochosisi. Hashem, my God, I trust in you, I seek refuge in you. Notice how many times, since Perek Aleph, the word chosisi, chose, ashrei kol chosebo, is mentioned. The experience is of one finding protection, refuge, shelter in God. So David says, I have found shelter in you, protection in you against my enemies, against Shaul and his allies. Hoshieni mikol rodfai, save me from all those who pursue me, because there were many. Vahatzileni, and rescue me, help me. Because I am afraid. I am afraid, pen yitrof, perhaps he will rip me apart as a lion does. And again, a lion is a royal symbol, a symbol for Sheol, who was then the king. Maybe he will rip me apart like a lion. Porek v'ein matzil. He will attack me, and I will have no one to save me. Hashem Elokai. Again, Hashem my God. Im osisi zos. If indeed I have done this. What is this? What is in Dove's eyes the worst thing you can do? Im yesh ovel b'chapoi. If there's any immorality, any lack of ethics, any crookedness in my hands. Im gomalti shol miro. If I have repaid those who have dealt with me b'shalom, if I have repaid them with evil. Because David prides himself. Not only does he repay those who support him and who aid him, but he even does good to his enemies. This is a theme we found before. David rewards even his enemies. David is innocent of revenge. And in the case of Shaul, indeed, he does not take revenge. He had his opportunity to do so, but he never does so. And therefore, David is confident when he says, God, test me out. Im yesh ovel b'chapoi. See if I've done anything wrong. Im gomalti shol miro. If I have repaid those who treat me b'shalom with evil. Quite the contrary. Vo'achaltso tzoriri yaikom. I have rescued my enemies. This has been my history. I have rescued my tzoririm, my enemies, reikom, even if they didn't deserve it. After all, David saved Shaul from Avishai. Avishai said, Shmuel Aleph, Kapitel Chafav, Akenu no bachanis uva oretz pa'am achas v'lo eshtelo. Avishai said to David, we've got Shaul, let me strike him once with the spear, and it'll be all over. David said no. And then when David encountered, in Shmuel Aleph, Kapitel Chafdalit, encountered Shaul in a cave, and he had the opportunity to kill him, he did not do so. Vayishasa David es anoshov badvorim, v'lo nisanom lo kum el Shaul. David did not allow his own people, his own soldiers, to take revenge against Shaul. So this is David's confidence in his own righteousness. And he's afraid. Yiradof oyev nafshi, that perhaps the enemy will pursue my nefesh, my life, the yaseg, perhaps he will overcome, he will overtake me. V'yirmos lo'oretz chayayin, who will trample my life to the ground. U'chavodi le'ofor yashken sela, and he will bring down my glory, my honor, down to earth, so that it will dwell in the earth, it will be buried, it will be lost. The word yiradof is an interesting one. The enemy will pursue me, yiradof. Radak takes the approach that this word is a combination of the kal and the piel. It's yirdof, to pursue, and it is yiradef, which means to incite others to pursue, to direct others to pursue someone. So that this is a combined word, and it means that the enemy himself will pursue me, and the enemy will send others to pursue me. Yiradof oyev nafshi. So this is what David is afraid of. Sela, remember again what Sela means. And Radak says here, I'm not going to tell you again what it means. I've told you before. Sela is not a word which carries meaning, but rather it is an instruction to the singer, to the choir. It is an instructor that here is a place for haromas hakol. Here is a place to elevate, to raise your voice, because we're going now from David's fear to David's prayer. So lift up your voices now and sing. Kumo Hashem b'yapecha. God, arise, stand up in your wrath. Hinosei b'yavros tzororoi. Carry them, lift them, my enemies. Lift them up with your anger. B'yavros could mean anger from the word evra, or it could mean averos. Take revenge against their sins, the sins of my enemy. V'uro elai mishpot tziviso. And waken for me, arouse for me, stimulate for me the law which you commanded. Radak says, Mishpat HaMalucha, you anointed me king. God, it's time to for you to please wake up and remember I am king, and why am I being pursued? Va'adas l'umim tisovaveko, va'oleho lamorom shuva. And this pasuk is an extremely important one from a theological point of view. The Christians have interpreted in a certain way to support their religion, and Radak is careful to say, no, here is what this pasuk means, and of course we will follow his approach. Va'adas le'umim tisovaveka, the congregation of peoples will surround you. Vi'oleha lamorom shuva, and over it they will return you to on high. And next pasuk similarly, Hashem yodin amim, God will judge the peoples. Shofteni Hashem kitzidki uchesumi olai, judge me God according to my righteousness and according to my temimus, according to my integrity. Who are these peoples? Radak insists that the peoples here are the Jewish peoples, because the Jewish are many people. They are 12 tribes, and they are the peoples in the plural referred to here. Le'umim in Pasuk Ches and Amim in Pasuk Tes refer to nations, but not the nations of the United Nations, but rather the nations of the Jewish people, the sub-nations, the Shneim Osor Shiftei Yisrael, who are called Adas Le'umim, because on the one hand they are Le'umim, they are 12 tribes, very different from one another. On the other hand, they are an Eda, they are a unified congregation. There's a certain overall unity as well as an internal diversity. Adas Le'umim will surround you and they will bring you up Lamorom. Here the Radak has a beautiful suggestion of what it means to lift God up on high. When God has pity, when God is compassionate, he comes down from the throne of justice and comes down to a lower level, so to speak. However, when God is strict and imparting strict justice, then he goes back up to sit upon his throne. And then he will judge. Shofteni Hashem, God, judge me. I find myself innocent. David is confident in his ability to stand before God and to be judged. And David then says, Yigmor no nrah rishoyim. Let it finally be over. End finally. Put an end to the evil, to the wicked. On the one hand, put an end to them. Usichon ein tzaddik. And establish, firm up, support the righteous. A key posel coming up, a key phrase. God, punish the evil, end evil, and establish righteousness. Uvochein libos uchloyos Elohim tzaddik. The God who tests, who tries the hearts and the reins, the kidneys, is a righteous God. And here, very, very important. We don't know, you and I, who is righteous and who is evil? Who is the tzaddik and who is the rishoyim? We don't know that. God knows that. And therefore, when David prays in Pasuk Yud, Ribono shel Olam, yigmor nora rishoyim, do away with evil, sechonein tzaddik, establish a tzaddikim, you never know who are the tzaddikim. Bochein libo suchloyos, God who tests, who examines, who sees into the hearts and guts, kishkis of man, he is the righteous God. The words of the Radak, again, to the point. Hu yodeya hatzadikim vihatoim. God knows the righteous and those who are errant. Ki harbe b'nei odom marim atzmom tovim. There are many people who pretend that they are good, who act as if they are good. Ve'enom kein, but really are not. But God knows. Mogini al Elohim. My defense, my shield, is with God, Moshia Yishrelev, who saves those who are straight players. Elohim Shofet Tzadik, V'eil Zo'em B'chol Yom.
God judges the righteous, and God rages every day. El Zoem b'chol yom. Here we must remember the passage in the Talmud Maseches Brachos, which says that God rages every day. El Zoem b'chol yom. But his rage is just for an instant. Ki rega biyapo. Only for an instant is he angry. Kama za'amo. How long is this instant? The time that it takes to say the word rega, split second. However, one of our enemies, at least, Bilam, knew how to figure out that moment of the day, that microsecond of the day, when God was Zoem. And David is afraid. Im, Radak suggests that here im does not mean if, but rather ki, that, or because. Kilo Yashuv Charbo Yiltosh, because this guy, Shaul, he's not turning away. He still is sharpening, is polishing his sword. Kashto Dorach Vayechonaneho. He's bending his bow and he's making it ready. He's after me. He's constantly trying to get me. Velo Heichin Kleimovis. He has prepared for himself the weapons of death. Chitzov Lidolkim Yif'ol, he will make his arrows into, some translate dolkim from the word hadlaka, fiery. His arrows will be like fiery missiles, like fiery instruments, like arrows of fire. Radak prefers to translate dolkim to mean those who are running away, that those who are racing with him, like the pasuk in Chumash and Parshas Vayetze, ki dolakto acharo, Yaakov says to Lavan, you're running after me. So that Shaul is equipping his those who are running with him against David with these instruments of death, with these arrows. Hine yechabel oven. Yechabel is related to the word chevle leda, the birth pangs of a woman. The image here is of a woman delivering. Hine yechabel oven. He has delivered sinfulness. V'horo omol. And he has conceived sinfulness, mischief, villainy. V'yolad shoker. And he has given birth to falsehood. So these words are all almost similar. Radak feels they all mean the same thing. They all mean false, sinful emptiness. And here's a person who is conceiving and carrying and delivering different words, all of which mean iniquity. Yechabel oven, v'horo omol, v'yolat shoker. Interestingly enough, it is this posuk which causes the Ibn Ezra to say that we can't be speaking about Shaul. There is no way that David would say of Shaul such a strong word. Look at this guy, he's conceived it. Sin, he's carrying sin, he's pregnant with sin, and he has given birth to falseness, to a lie. No way, feels Ibn Ezra, that this would be David speaking against Shaul. However, it could very well be, argue others like Radak, that David had some sharp words to say about and didn't spare sharp words from Shaul. After all, in Shmuel Aleph, Kapitel Chaf Dalet, David says in front of Shaul, Mir Shoim Yetze Resha, calling Shaul a Rosha to his face. Well, perhaps this pasuk can refer then to Shaul. But the imagery is powerful. It's a woman who's conceived in sin, who's pregnant with sin, and gives birth to sin. Bor korova yachperehu. He has dug a pit, a bore, and he has dug it down deep. He's hollowed it, but he's fallen into the pit that he's made. V'yipol b'shachas yifol. He's going to stumble into his own pit. He's going to come against me, but he will be revenged by falling into the very bore that he prepared for me. Indeed, Shaul does die by the sword. Yoshuv Hamoloverosho. His mischief will return upon his own head. He's going to get back what he has wrought. V'alkot kodo chamoso yered. And his crime, chamos, his crime will come down upon his own skull. Odeh Hashem kitzidko, and David ends with an expression of thanksgiving. I will thank God kitzidko in accordance to the righteous way that he has dealt with me. Va'azamro Shem Hashem Elyon, and I will sing, indeed, I will not only thank, but I will sing the thanks to the name of the Lord who is most high, who is the highest, the Elyon. So we have now finished chapter 7, and Mirtz Hashem, we will turn our attention next to chapter 8, to chapter Lamnatzeach al Hagitis, Mizmor the David. End of chapter 7.